Welcome to the Reawakening You podcast, where we thrive and grow beyond trauma and abuse. I'm Michelle Spexarth, and this is episode 13, Trauma Bonding. Let's go. Hello, my friends. How's everybody doing today? We're off to another week. So I wanted to talk this week about, it's a follow-up to the gaslighting piece, because this is where things are just, these are the deep-seated pieces here. I wanted to talk about trauma bonding. The definition of trauma bonding says when it occurs when a person experiencing abuse develops an unhealthy attachment to their abuser. They may rationalize or defend the abuse actions, feel a sense of loyalty, isolate from others, and hope that the abuser's behavior will change. And they'll probably promise you that they'll change. Who knows? But I wanted to just kind of go into it just because I just had a lot to say about this. It is crazy how it mentally affects us. And I also want to bring this up is that when we are not being true to ourselves, that's when we start having physical problems too. Our health shows it, because when we are being true to ourselves, we do have a lot less health problems. I know that, you know, there's all kinds of other health things that have to do with, you know, our environment and stuff like that. But this is one of the things when we are mentally not in the place where our, I want to say spirit, when with ourselves, however you want to say it, when we are not in alignment with ourselves, then we cause ourselves some physical issues also. So, okay, let's get into it. So I've written down that there are six things that I wanted to talk about on this. And the first one is control. This can be very twisted, and it seems like the abuser is the victim. You know, it can be something that you guys agreed on, and then later on they're just like, how could you have done that to me? I can't believe you put me in that situation. And so that's a control thing, because they want to change your behavior so that you won't do that again, because they want to keep you in they want to keep control of you. This can come in the form of treating the victim as a child, including telling the person what to wear, what to eat, and how to act. Keeping tabs on the victim at all times and demanding to know where they are, withholding affection because the victim doesn't fall in line with what the abuser is asking. This can also come when discussions are had and the victim tries to stand up for what they believe and the abuser disagrees. Another is having complete financial control and either giving an allowance or not giving an allowance to the victim. Expecting the victim to always drop everything when the abuser has a need or desire. We all should be individual enough to be able to be our own person. And I do believe that in a healthy relationship that these things are talked about. And sure, we're going to have to make compromises in our lives and things like that. But this goes beyond that. This goes where you're just supposed to, no matter what you're doing, you're supposed to drop it for the other person. And that is not in a healthy place. So the next one is shame. This is one of the lowest energy feelings that a human can have. Shame happens when one person belittles another, telling the other person that what they're believing is crazy, or demoralizing them in other ways. Lording over a person and creating a superiority over the victim, that's there too. This can also take the shape of the abuser bringing up past things that the victim has done or that have happened, and making derogatory comments about it during conversations or just to pick a fight. This could come out of nowhere, and they just bring something up because something sparked them, and they will bring it up to you. And when they bring it up, it's in such a derogatory way that instantly the victim feels shame, and they feel just kind of off kilter by it. They're not really sure what to do or say, And that it just kind of rocks you there. The next one is blame. Being accused of things that either didn't happen or accusing the other person of bad behavior when they talk to the opposite sex. Now, I don't want to discount cheating or whatever. I mean, sometimes people have reasons where they legitimately have something on that. But a lot of times, they even if they saw you talking to somebody of the opposite sex, their mind rolls into that place of jealousy, and they make it way bigger than it is, and then start accusing you of things that are absolutely not true. The next one is humiliation, name calling, joking in a hurtful way, harmful nicknames, public displays that lead others to believe the victim is crazy or irrational, or insulting your appearance. These are humiliating to the spirit, and a person that loves you is not going to do that. And this is like on a regular basis. You know, sometimes we'll pipe something off and we really didn't mean it, or in that moment we did mean it. But how you come back from that is what's really important. So if you were the one that did say something derogatory or called a name or joked in a hurtful way, go apologize right away and get that cleared up. And that is a healthy relationship. Unpredictability. This shows up when the abuser is nice one minute and cruel the next, showering you with gifts and then becoming very hostile about the gift or just in general. Gifts don't have to be included in this, though. It can just be they're being really sweet to you, and then they're not. Being charming in public, but as soon as they're out of public view, they become angry and withdrawn. Saying one thing and then turning around and they say quite the opposite, and then working to justify that they didn't say that, but you know they did. And with that, that's a piece of the gaslighting also, is that they won't own up to what they did say. And it's, you know, we contradict ourselves from time to time. That happens. But when they defend it with their lives, then that's where it's unpredictable. The next one is isolation. This one can happen so slowly you don't even see it. Does the abuser tell you terrible things about the friends you have and keep at it until you decide to drop the friends because you're just tired of hearing about it at home? Activities that you used to do and enjoy are now a problem for the abuser, so you stop doing them. Their demands are so high that there's no time for you to go see friends, talk with them on the phone, or have any outside life away from the abuser. This isolation can create an environment that makes it more difficult for the victim to be able to think clearly too, because they have no outside influence to know that this behavior is not acceptable. Why does it, right now I'm kind of thinking about like the programming and the training that's happening, and the more they can keep you in that, then the more you're believing what they're saying and will justify their behaviors or will cover for them. Because, well, that we feel that loyalty to them, and that's the trauma bond, is feeling that loyalty to them. Okay, so trauma bonds have severe detrimental effects on the victim, not only while the relationship persists, but beyond that as well. Some long-term impacts of trauma bonding include remaining in abusive relationships, having adverse mental health outcomes like low self-esteem, negative self-image, and increased likelihood of depression and bipolar disorders, anxiety, all these things, and perpetuating a generational cycle of abuse. Victims are traumatically bonded with their victimizers. They're often unable to leave these relationships or are only able to do so with significant duress and difficulty. Even among those who do manage to leave, many go back to the abusive relationship due to the pervasiveness of the learned trauma bond. In order to start healing from this, here are some tips. Setting boundaries with the abusive person. This includes standing up for yourself to any degree necessary to get the abuse to stop. In many cases, this includes ending a relationship or cutting ties with a partner and never speaking to them again. I talk about gray rock, And if you are not in a position where you can completely cut that tie and you still have to have interaction with that person, doing gray rock is exactly the thing that helps you feel in control of yourself, and also just keeps things to the facts. So I do want to do a podcast on that to talk way more about it, because it is, it's definitely a process. So the next thing is changing your priorities. Abusive people manipulate a person's sense of sympathy, often to the point that they are neglecting themselves while taking care of the abusive person. It is important to end this habit and begin putting one's own priorities first. This includes standing up for yourself. Get professional help. Seeking long-term professional help in the form of therapy and support groups can strengthen a person's resolve and help them believe that they are not alone in recovering from this abuse. The professional help is just so good. And I know I talked about EMDR, and that is super helpful. If that's not something that is an option for you, though, therapy is so good. It is just, it's really important. And then an exit plan. Anyone who feels that they are in an emotionally abusive situation should also have a plan for getting out of the situation when the time comes. Working with those that love and support them may help this plan feel stronger, and it may help the person take action when the time is right. Even if exiting isn't something that you want to do, empowering yourself to know what is going on and how to create a healthy place for yourself is very important. It's crucial for each person to hold space for themselves and love themselves so much that they will respect and honor themselves. I wanted to talk about just like sometimes with the isolation, outside help isn't there, or it's very limited. And so that makes it even a little bit more challenging, but it is possible to do. And the other thing is that a lot of times our loyalty that we feel with this makes it very difficult for us to even talk to anybody about it at all. And so I just want you to know that when you listen to yourself, when you listen to your body and you listen to what's going on inside of you, if it doesn't feel right, if it doesn't sit well with you, then that's your body's way of telling you, hey, look, we've got something going on here that we need to address. And sometimes that can be so difficult just because we want to believe something. We want to wholeheartedly, you know, stay in that relationship, or we want it to be good, or it can even come down to sometimes it's a societal acceptable thing to stay in that relationship. And so if you decide that doing an exit plan is something that is necessary, there may very well be a lot of society that's going to buck against you and tell you otherwise. But you've got to listen to yourself on this. That is so important. So I just wanted to say this is a deep place, and it will take time to break that trauma bond, but it is so worth all the work to do it. And if you want to reach out to me and talk to me about it, I'm here for you too. I do have a lot of experience with this, and I also have a lot of places to get more information to be more helpful or to send you to it. So I am here for that. So anyway, I want to let you guys know that I have, and now I have a sponsor for my podcast, and it's Galvanize Global. And their focus is for good mindset for student athletes. And I just really have loved to be a part of them. And I'm just super excited that they wanted to sponsor me and just support me to help everybody to just clear their minds and to really look at what we're doing within ourselves so that we can just be the very, very best person that we can be. So go check them out. They're on Instagram. It's Galvanized Global. And I'm just super glad to be a part of that organization because it's just really wonderful. But I also want to leave you with, I am here for you. Okay. And I want to help you grow and just be the very best person that you can be and that you want to be. And I hope that you guys have an amazing week because, I mean, come on, it's getting warmer and that makes me happy. So every time the sun shines, I'm super happy about it because I can just go out and let it beat down on me and be fantastic. So love you guys and we'll see you next week.